when nothing else does.
With you once again. You want to just go ahead and hop right into the topics to cover here? Go ahead and get this thing started, because I can't think of any better introductions.
Might as well.
Yeah. I guess, to start it off, gotta give props to so many fucking people, because I really did not expect this much positive feedback for the show, because personally, I didn't think that the first episode was that good. But I but we've gotten so many people telling us how much they like this show and trying to help us out with this show. So I wanted to take a couple seconds to say some thank yous to a few people. Let's see, UT Crazy from Nextbox Radio is now hosting all the MP3s for this that we have up on the website. So, a big fucking thank you to UT Crazy, because otherwise my bandwidth on my site would be completely shot out. Mark S, because he actually operates the new Belcore Radio PBX, which I just forgot the phone number to. But I'll give it to you guys in a little while, and you guys can call in and listen to. We're gonna have all the episodes of the show backed up on the PBX for you to listen to. You can leave voicemails, and I think we've got a conference set up on there. The number is 360-515-3090, and Free World Dial-Up is 634-864. So, a big thank you to Mark S. for all sorts of shit, because he went way out of his way for us for this thing. Am I forgetting anybody? A big thanks to Fallen, a buddy of mine who made a link image, which I still haven't uploaded onto the site. Hopefully by the time we release this episode, I will have put it up on the site for you guys to use if you want to link to us. But, a big thanks to Fallen, And since he told me to say this, Fallen is elite motherfucker. I bet you he didn't think I would actually say it on the air. But
well, you just did. You showed him.
Yeah. But the question is whether or not I meant it.
I don't know. It's a good question. Hmm. Well, if you get bored, that's something you people can ponder on or something.
I think that's about it for thank yous at this moment. If anybody else would like me to thank them on the show, you just have to do something cool for me. And I'll probably, you know, thank you or do sexual favors. I've been told I toss a good salad.
That he does. But then you didn't hear that from me, so.
I'll call you later. It's okay.
Alright, just call me. Don't leave me hanging like that. Okay, just so you people know, we're really not gay.
Well,
straight.
There was, you know, don't forget DEF CON.
That one.
You know.
There was that one time, but that doesn't count. I was drunk.
Okay, enough. Oh, God, I hope my fiance doesn't listen to this show. She's never going to let me go to a fucking hacker meeting ever again.
Or be around me. Well, I just thought of a good idea, though. I think, what if people and want shout-outs? Like, they send us a, hey, can you give a shout-out to so-and-so or so-and-so? And we pick who we want to give shout-outs to and give them shout-outs.
Well, that might work out. I think we might lose some listeners that way if we don't give them shout-outs, but...
Probably.
What I was...
Oh, anyway.
I actually... A similar idea to what you were just mentioning, I was actually had an idea for... I really want to help, you know, the hacker community grow. And I think one of the best ways for a person to help their hacker community is, you know, organizing. If you don't already have a 2600 meeting or a DEF CON meeting in your area, organizing your own meeting. And I want to help people get the word out about their meetings. And, you know, if you're trying to start up like a con in your city or something, and you need to get the word out for it, I want to help people, because it inspires me when I see other people, you know, doing good things for their community, and it makes me want to do good things for my community. So, so what I was basically pondering earlier was, if anyone out there listening has, you know, they're starting up a meeting or they're trying to organize an event or something that'll, you know, help spread the word about their hacker community to people outside of the hacker community, send me an email. Bellcoreradio@gmail.com. Just send it in, and, you know, I can't guarantee that every email I get will be talked about on the show, but I will more than likely pimp just about anything you send to me. As long as it's, you know, honest, trying to help the hacker community grow, I have absolutely no problem, you know, helping you guys spread the word. So, I guess to start off the new segment of the show, for my own local community, I have some important news. And for your own local community too, Black Mesa, there's actually a new 2600 meeting starting up for the 678 area code, which I'm quite excited about. The first meeting is going to be August 5th, I believe. Yeah, August 5th at the Varsity off of 85. I want to say it's been off North Avenue, but,
you can see it from, you can see it usually from 85. There's a big-ass sign that, like, flips and all that weird shit.
But I want to give a humongous humongous props to Maxie Z for, you know, trying to help the community grow, because, I mean, he runs the website for the 404 2600, which is another Atlanta-based 2600 meeting, but I think that it's really good that he's trying, because I know one of the main reasons I don't attend the 404 meetings very often is because I can't drive all the way over to Lenox Mall. It's a long way from my house.
Yeah, it's like an hour for us, dude.
Yeah,
or more.
The Varsity is like, I mean, I don't want to say it's like right next to my house, because it's still a fairly long drive, but it's a lot closer, and I think that that might be what's keeping a lot of people from going out to 2600 meetings, is just the fact that there isn't one close enough to them to make it convenient. So...
Plus, come on, people, it's at the Varsity. Who doesn't love the Varsity? Come on.
Well, to be honest, I don't really like the Varsity all that much. I mean, free Wi-Fi, there's an upside, but, I mean, I can't eat the food.
Well, my friend, you're going to go to hell for not liking the Varsity.
Oh,
that's all
I know. I'm not allowed to live in Georgia without liking the Varsity, but what can I say? I've never...
I can't remember. Oh, wait, yeah, I remember. See, sometimes, you gotta forgive me, people, sometimes I just draw a blank like that. My mind is, like, I think I have ADD or something, I don't know. Anyway, I was gonna say, it's not because I live in Georgia, they just generally have good food, but you still are gonna go to hell for not liking.
Yeah, well, I was going to hell before that, so...
Oh, I mean, I'm gonna go to hell, it's not gonna be for not liking the bar, see? It's gonna be for something else I've done.
Yeah, you mean those young girls?
Okay, I told you. I didn't even register as a sex offender for that, so that doesn't even count, okay? So...
But,
anyways...
Yeah. 2600 meeting, if anybody, you know, if you want to... The website that he's got set up for it right now, you can find it at www.maxiez.com. It's... maxiez.com/678.html. Hopefully there'll be an easier to remember domain name than that, because it took me a while just to get that out of my mouth. But I really encourage anyone, I don't even think we have listeners in the Atlanta community right now outside of like our own personal friends, but I strongly urge anybody listening who's going to be in the area around that time to go. I mean, that's the only way that the community is going to get off the ground, you know? You have to have people showing up in order to help it grow, help people see that, oh, there's an actual community going on here, and then they'll want to be a part of it too. So I'm going to be there. I know I'm going to be there, and I know Maxie Z is going to be there. Other than that, I hope I see other people there. Hopefully people I don't know. I'm really excited about that. But, there you go.
Yeah, I'm going to try to be there. I will try to be there for sure.
While we're on the subject of local things going on, I actually found a very interesting website that I'm sure a lot of people in the freaking community, at least a lot of people I know, will be very interested in checking out. It's similar to like a phonetrips.com, or is it .com? phonetrips.com or .org, I can't remember the exact URL, but it's the Atlanta Telephone History website, which is, I stumbled across this just the other day doing a Google search for a picture of a telephone, and I just happened to get this website up. Which, by the way, looking for a picture of a telephone for official Belcore Radio t-shirts, which are coming soon, people. So, be on the lookout. But, the site is great. It covers, basically, the history of the telephone network in Atlanta from 1877 to now. I mean, the guy's got, like, old Bell advertisements, old area code maps, just all sorts of shit. Just the entire history of it until, like, today. Or whenever he last updated it, I guess. But I really like it because it's also got... There's a link called Central Office Histories, which basically gives you information on, at the time of when, I guess the last time he updated this, has the addresses and all sorts of information on, like, every central office in Georgia. And it's, I mean, like, I don't know how up-to-date his database is. It's not looking like it's very up-to-date, because I'm... Well, actually... No, it looks like it's pretty up-to-date. But, I mean, it's got my central office in here, and that's... That's saying a lot, you know? I mean, considering it's about Atlanta, and I'm not exactly in Atlanta. But if you guys want to check it out, it's, home.speedfactory.net/Cardwell, like credit card and wishing well, and that's it. And so I'm hoping, I've tried to contact the guy who runs the website. I'm hoping I might actually be able to get him to come on the show once. I hope you're listening, guy, because I sent you a link to the site. But I think his name's Will Cardwell, so hopefully I'll be able to get in touch with him and get him on the show to talk to you guys about some, I don't want to say ancient history, Atlanta telephone history, but be on the lookout for that, because I hope to God that it's coming soon, because I really, you know, this guy seems like an interesting type of guy to talk to. But again, the URL is home.speedfactory.net/Cardwell. So check that shit out, because it's fucking cool.
If you're cool, you'll check it out.
Yeah. So,
all right.
I know you had some things you wanted to discuss there.
Yeah, actually, this is more going into basically international news and whatnot, but there was a guy that actually got arrested for hacking an Xbox. Apparently, in England, they made a law that says if you, you know, mod an Xbox or, you know, any console in general, if you, like, mod any console in general, you go to jail. And he was modding consoles, Xbox in particular, and got caught and is going to jail for it, which is really, really ridiculous. I mean, come on. I can understand the part where he put, like, you know, games, pre-installed games on the hard drives, but other than that, they're really basically arresting him for just modding an Xbox, which, I mean, shouldn't be illegal. It's your property. You should be able to do what you want with it. I mean, you pay the money for it, so you should be able to do whatever the hell you want. But he is arrested and has to serve, has to do 140 hours of community service just for that, and 750 pounds, which is like, I can't remember,
it's
like $1,000-something
yeah,
dollars.
Yeah, it's like $1,300 bucks. $1,300 or something, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, that's ridiculous, though.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
I guess that's just another way, or another very, very fine example of, for lack of a better term, the man screwing someone in the asshole for playing with technology. And I guess, you know, the guy was selling these things and making money off of it, so I can see where, you know, he could get in trouble for that. But, you know, it's not like he was doing something evil. You could fine the guy. I can understand fining a guy for doing this, because it is against the law. But arresting somebody for modifying an Xbox is probably... it's just... I'm not even going to get into it. It's fucking retarded. Shit like this just pisses me off.
Exactly. I mean, I can understand the part. I said he put all games on there. Okay, I can understand, yeah. You know, I can understand that because they're trying to crack down on piracy and whatever. But, I mean, the fact is the guy paid for these Xboxes and everything like that, and he should not get fined for... They said he can be against the law to mod consoles. I mean, that's just ridiculous. I just, like you, it just pisses me off. It's not right, and I know. I guess it's their way of trying to control, you know, the government trying to control every aspect of people's lives. And I'm not some anarchist, anti-government, little kitty that runs around screaming anarchy, but I do have my disagreements about all the government and, you know, like in the UK and over here in the US. And I'm not going to turn this into any political discussion, but it's just, you know, it's getting more and more like they're trying to, like the government's trying to control every aspect of people's lives. And this just doesn't prove it. I mean, the guy's doing this privately, and, you know, they don't want him doing it, so they're going to arrest him and guess try to make an example out of him or something. This brings me up to another topic of discussion, that the guy was, again, arrested for using an open Wi-Fi network.
I think I read about this.
Yeah, well... It happened in St. Petersburg, actually on the 4th, a guy named Richard Gidden.
No, that's St. Petersburg, Florida, not St. Petersburg, Russia, correct?
yes, that is.
Okay, just making sure, because I was making sure that I had read it right when I saw it.
Yeah, that is correct, not St. Petersburg, Russia, but St. Petersburg, Florida. But the guy got into this network and, you know, he got caught. Apparently people didn't like it, so he got arrested. And this is one of the stories. It's going to prove that people are paranoid. And if they don't want people getting on their networks, well, it takes the time to secure it. I mean, seriously, it's not that hard to use, like, a web or something. I mean, just do something. Just don't leave it open like that and expect people not to come along and, like, stumble upon it. Seriously. I mean, just take a little bit of time to try to secure it or something, you know?
I guess...
Yeah.
My feelings toward this are more or less the same as towards the last guy we were just talking about. I mean... I don't agree with what this guy was doing. You know, I think, like, there's a big difference between war driving and actually stopping your car outside someone's house, which is what this guy was doing. He was just parked outside some random person's house using their internet. And personally, I mean, I can see that is, you know, he stole. So, and it's illegal. But... Fuck. It was bandwidth. You can't... Why the... Give the guy, you know, make him pay you some money. Make him pay back the person for all the money they lost while he was using their internet. But arrest the guy? I mean... It just seems like... Really, it seems like a lot of overkill to me, I guess. To arrest someone just because, you know, I mean, this opens the doorway to getting your neighbor arrested because they accidentally logged in through your access point instead of their access point. Which I know happens because I have neighbors with wireless, and I don't want to say I've accidentally logged into their access points, but I've seen a lot of... I'm going to say it was accidental. I've seen a lot of traffic going through on my routers that I can't account for. But I'm not going to fucking get someone arrested over this.
Yeah, I mean, it's just getting to the point now where people are, you know, they're paranoid. I mean, if you think of it this way, it's like leaving your door unlocked in New York City. And you're not going to expect anybody to actually stumble upon your unlocked door and come in, you know? It's just basically like the way I look at it, the same sort of analogy going on here. You have an open network, open wireless network with no protection, no encryption, or anything. And, you know, of course somebody's going to stumble upon it. And, you know, I guess most people, you know, probably maybe wouldn't use it, but if you have the knowledge...
You have 2 minutes left.
Fuck.
Find it interesting and, you know, try to find out more about it. What?
I got 2 minutes left. Oh, fuck. Okay. I'm definitely editing it this time. I'll be back in a second.
Oh, welcome back.
Apparently, Sprint, who provides the Folgers calling cards, has blocked the 360 number to call into Bell's Mind. So, just a heads up for anybody who's trying to use it to call that number. It dropped my call the first time, and then every time I called, it said it was an invalid number. So, alright.
Another man trying to bring me down.
Exactly. I hope you guys enjoyed the intermission music that I'm going to edit in here. So...
Very great. Could be like elevator type music or something.
I'll see what I can find. So let's see. Let's say we call a phone number. I feel like calling a number.
Let's do that. Let's call.
Okay. I got this number from a friend of mine who asked that I not use his handle or his real name, of course, on the air. So I'm going to say anonymous tip from an anonymous person. But I haven't actually listened to it yet. Oh, sorry. Got a little bit of a burp going on there. But it's supposed to be a really funny recording that someone, that I guess a fellow phone freak, got admin access to a PBX and put this message up on there. But the number is 800-456-7800, and then it's extension number 260. So we're going to go ahead and give that a call and see what it's all about.
Imaging. Currently, our office...
Please hold while your call is being transferred to...
Conference unit.
Conferencing? Oh, wow. I guess I dialed the wrong extension, but...
Please press 1 to mute or unmute yourself.
Okay, then. Let's try this again. I'm going to call one more time and see what you can do. You there?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling MedLink Imaging. Currently, our office is closed. Our regular office hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Let's see what I have to hit here.
Eastern Standard Time. If you would like to leave a message and you know your party's extension, you may press it at any time. Please fax any orders you may have to 929.
All right, I'm going to try this one more time.
MedLink Imaging.
Please hold while your call is being transferred to
conference unit.
Well, damn. I guess that's all it is. I guess it's just the conference now. So, sorry guys, I guess you don't get to hear the fun recording, but alright then. Damn you, anonymous source. Alright.
I think we're getting some feedback up in here.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, I can hear myself. Like, when I talk, I can hear myself on your side.
I can't hear myself, so...
Because I have a wireless headset, so...
No. Well... If you can deal with that, as long as I'm not picking anything up on the recorder, which I don't, it doesn't sound like I am, so.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't interfere with your point, then we're good.
Yeah. He's willing to sacrifice his own personal comfort for this show, ladies and gentlemen. For you. That's how dedicated of a hacker he is. He will listen to his own voice echo back into his ear.
You know, that's just me. I'm a giver. I'm not a taker, you know?
He's just... You're a glutton for punishment, man.
I'm like a skinny Santa Claus. Do you have any more interesting numbers to call?
I do indeed, but I'm going to save those for a little bit later in the show. We're going to do some actual live phone freaking, because I haven't called these numbers before either. And so, we're going to see what they are. But I'm going to save that for, I don't know, I think we've still got about 30 minutes of show left in us. So, we'll see what we get to then. Right now, I want to talk about something very... I want to say interesting, but the word that comes to mind is fucked up. That I read about recently. And I want to say it's in Japan. Let me double check this and make sure. But, yeah, it's, somewhere in Japan. These people basically found a way to store data on a human fingernail by, I guess it says here they use femtosecond laser pulses, so I guess they somehow like etch it into your fingernails.
And like a trace on a motherboard or something?
I have no fucking idea. I mean, like they said on an average human fingernail you can put up to 5 megabits of data on each fingernail, and it'll last for about 6 months. And that 6 months is the time span it takes for your fingernail to be completely replaced. So, Japan, you win my award for the most insane ideas I've ever heard of. There was actually one I read about a while back that I don't remember all the technical details of it, but basically they used humans as networking points to create a big wireless network. And I have a link somewhere on Mike. I put it up on a forum somewhere, so I'll look for it. I can't really get into the details of it right now because I don't remember most of them. But I'll put a link up when I put the show notes on the site, so you guys will be able to read all about this, because it's the most fucked up thing I've ever heard of. Japan blows my mind on a daily basis, and I paid $50.
Well, that's just... I don't even know what to think about that. That's just weird. Did they say how much information it could hold?
5 megabits.
Like on a fingernail?
Yeah. 5 megabits of information. Which, I mean, for a fingernail, that's...
What exactly?
Yeah, that's good for a fingernail, so...
Well, I mean, how it reads the data off the fingernail?
I'm assuming it's some kind of optical reader. I have no idea. Let's see if it says in the actual article. Nah, it doesn't really say that I can see right now. I guess it's all, they changed the radiation that is involved with your fingernails. I don't really know, to be honest with you. It's way beyond my comprehension, so... I just made myself look like an idiot on the radio, and I'm not going to edit it out, so...
It just goes to prove that we are, in fact, human.
Yes. It proves that I am a big newbie. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You might not think it from listening to my stupid ramblings on this radio show, but I don't know very much at all. I'm not the smartest person in the world. I can't understand how computers work. I've never programmed anything. I have trouble running Windows. I really do. I'm a big newbie. But, and you laugh, but it's so true. I have to reinstall Windows on, like, every 6 months. So, you guys better hope I don't accidentally, like, take one of these shows offline off the site, because in 6 months I'm going to lose it on my computer. So, but no, I don't know a lot of things, but that makes me all the more interested in them, you know? I love trying to figure out how they work. I usually fail. I usually make a really half-assed attempt at them and then realize, oh my fucking god, what have I gotten myself into? But, this drives the point home right here. I had an article right in front of me, and it had all the technical details in it. Black Mesa was asking me questions, and I could have easily looked right there and told you. But I don't understand the damn technology. It just sounds cool. You know? It was a weird thing, and so, there it goes.
Well, it's just like, wow, that sounds cool. I like it.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I don't really know how it works. To be honest with you, I don't care how it works, because I can really... No, I don't see it ever becoming something that I would have to deal with personally. But it sounds like a cool idea, you know? If someone gave me the opportunity to, you know, get an MP3 encoded onto my fingernail or some shit, I'd jump at the opportunity. I would have the source code for the Belcore Radio website ingrained into my fingernail if I could. That way I would never lose it. I'd always have the backups right there. But it's never gonna happen. It's an interesting technology, and I guess if you want to call it a breakthrough of some sort, but it's useless.
They could use it for something like identification of a person or something like that. If a person dies or something like that, they usually have their fingernails for a long, long time. I mean, if you could catch somebody's identity with their fingernail, you know, you get a positive identification of the person.
I guess that would make sense. But I mean, like, for actual, like, storage of data that, you know, like, if I had something that I didn't want to lose, and so I had the data stored onto my fingernail, right? It says that it takes, like, 6 months for your fingernail to be fully replaced. I guess that's if you're trimming it, which normal people do. And so, unless, you know, you're like a Coke dealer. then I could understand. You know, you could have all your customers' phone numbers in there. But, actually, no, I take it back. There is a practical use, okay? Because when you're fucked up on coke, do you know how hard it is to remember a phone number? God, just hold your fingernail up to your optical scanners and use your voice-activated computer system.
I have a dollar number for you.
Yeah. Computer, dial ICE-P and ask that motherfucker, where's my money? But, I mean...
Where's my money, bitch?
But, like, what I'm trying to get at here, and I apologize for going off on... really just going way out of my way on these tangents, but it says it takes 6 months for your fingernail to be fully replaced. Well, what happens when about 3 months down the line, you decide you need to access that information? And so you go, but then you realize, oh wait, half the fucking information is already gone because my fingernail has been replaced. I mean...
I was just thinking the same thing, actually. Yeah. I mean, if it starts growing out, then, you know...
And you gotta think how much it costs, you know, to get this, you know, to get the little laser beams to carve stuff into your fingernails or whatever. You gotta take into consideration the cost of having this done with the amount of time that it's actually gonna be available. And it just doesn't... Yeah, from like... Are you, like, shuffling papers over there or something? Because there's, like, some loud feedback or something coming from your end.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's all good, but you just ruined the entire radio show. This is the last time I ever invite you on this goddamn show. God. I'm going to make an observation, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, but you have the phone sitting down on your computer desk right now while you're, like, on the other side of the fucking room, aren't you?
No. Actually, why?
Because you sound really far away.
How about now?
Okay. Alright. What the hell were you doing? That's understandable. I take it back, you're not ruining the show. You just give it that really weird, weird vibe.
The weird vibe that people really like, but they hate to admit it. Yeah, I know how you people are. I'm not stupid. I know exactly how all you people think. Jesus, good, all of you.
It's so weird going back to talking about technology after that conversation, but, let's see. Okay, well, why don't you, talk about this opera nonsense that you were talking to me about earlier? Because this seems to be your area and not mine.
Well... Now I've seen the new opera, opera 8.02, supposedly is supposed to have, actually a built-in BitTorrent client, which just goes to show that BitTorrent, if you're looking for easy file sharing, would probably be the way to go, because, I mean, it's getting pretty popular. I mean, and the thing about it is, BitTorrent, you can't just shut them down because there's all over the place. It's not just like some kind of, you know, one little tiny client, you know, like Kazaa or Angle or something like that. It's, you have multiple trackers, and it's getting fairly popular. I mean, even Opera OS browser now is going to have a built-in client for it. That's pretty interesting. I mean, I have to check it out, actually. I haven't checked it out yet, but I have to get around to that sometime. I'll let people know how it is.
I'm kind of excited, I guess. I haven't really had experience with BitTorrent. I mean, like, I don't really download a lot of stuff, you know, unless it's, like, a program that I really need or something. Legit, by the way. No pirating. Legit free download programs.
Pirating is bad. Exactly. These people, pirating is bad. You should not do it.
I agree. Fully. And I can honestly say that I mean that. I am against pirating. You know, a lot of people get pissed at me for saying that. But I think that, you know, if you... Don't get me wrong. I can understand not wanting to pay, like, these outrageous charges that some companies are, you know, charging for software and stuff. But a lot of, you know, a lot of time and money went into this kind of stuff. And, I mean, music is, you know, sure, you're downloading stuff, and it's not really going to affect the amount of money that these people are making. But it's their job, you know? You wouldn't want, you know, let's say, for example, you're working at, like, McDonald's. And, you know, you're sitting there, and you flip burgers for a living at McDonald's. And you just flip some burgers, and you've got them sitting up under the little red light. And somebody walks into McDonald's and walks behind the counter and opens up your little plastic drawer that they keep burger patties in and takes all the little burger patties out of there and then walks out and says, oh, well, it's not like it's going to affect anybody anyways. It's your job. You get paid for making hamburgers. These people get paid for making music. And, I mean, I can fully understand, you know, downloading a song or two and listening to it, and if you like it, go out and buy the CD. I am all for that. Like, that's a great idea. I wish that... I'm excited that the recording industry is actually starting to open up to that concept. But it pisses me off when I see people going out and, like, getting pirated versions of, like, Photoshop. Because, do you know how, I mean, these people can't even begin to fathom the amount of work it took to make Photoshop. I mean, like, that is, like, 20 people, probably more than 20 people, I'm just picking a number that sounds big, like, 20 people spent 14... probably, you know, 15, 16-hour days nonstop coding stuff for this project, for Photoshop. And, yeah, they charge an assload of money for it because it took them an assload of time and effort to make it, you know? If you want the software, if it's worth that to you, if you really want it, then fucking pay for it, you know? Or you do what I do and download the trial version, and then about 3 weeks later have Windows explode on you, and then reinstall it and download the trial version again. But just reformat your hard drive every time, and it's not technically pirating, and everyone's happy.
The music not everybody. I mean, yeah, there are a lot of people that don't love music and stuff. And, you know, don't go out and buy it. But the majority of the people, I think it was over half, was the last time I checked, over half the people that actually download the music go out and actually buy the whole CD. And this has actually helped the music industry. And now it's catching on, and they're just saying, yeah, okay, it's okay to do it in some cases, you know?
Oh, I mean, I know I said this in the last episode, but I want to say it again. That's what we've been saying all along. That's what I mean, I've been saying it ever since Napster came around. Because, I mean, Napster was, you know, the first big thing when it came to, like, pirating music. And I saw Napster, and at the time, I was, you know, when it first came out, I was naive. I admit, I downloaded a couple songs. And I thought, wow, this is probably the smartest idea I've heard of. Because at the time, I wasn't into this entire, the hacker community. I wasn't interested in computers. But, you know, I liked music. And I liked getting music for free, which I couldn't get on the radio, because the music I liked wasn't the shit that Clear Channel plays on the radio, which is like what half the stations around here are. I fucking hate Clear Channel.
Hate Clear Channel. As do I.
But, yeah, like, I thought it was a good idea, you know? And I began to realize that, you know, it would help a lot of people, not only to figure out if they like a band, because I know I buy a lot of CDs, and because I'll hear one song that I like, and I'm like, okay, that's cool, I'm going to go out and buy that CD, and it's got the one song I like on it, and then tracks like 2 through 14 sound like a monkey throwing its shit against the wall. And it pisses me off. If I could hear one song on the radio by this band that I like, and I say, hey, that's some good music, you know, I might hop on and download a couple other songs off this CD and see how they sound. And if the sound is consistent, then I'll go out and buy the CD. And that's how it's always been, ever since I was introduced to peer-to-peer. I don't use peer-to-peer anymore, even. Just because I'm scared, to be honest. I'm scared of the fact that... I'm scared of having to even deal with people like the RIAA. I don't want to deal with it. I rely on... stuff. Actually, a lot of music I listen to now, including the intro music, which is Social Engineering by a band called Barcelona in Washington, D.C. I just had to throw that in there because they're a really good band and the guy was nice enough to let us use one of his songs. But, I hear most of the music...
You have 1 minute left.
God damn! I only have 1 minute left on this phone card. Do I have another phone card? Fuck it. God damn it. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna find another phone card and call back in again. So you guys might get to listen to some more interlude music. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Edit. Okay, and we're back.
Alright, maybe this should be the last phone card we use.
Yeah, I think... I know last week we said we were going to limit it to an hour long. We're pressing... I guess before edits, we're pressing... We just hit an hour, so... I think the edits will probably knock off a good 15 minutes off of that. But,
yeah, I'd say we have about another... 20, 30 minutes left.
Hopefully. I guess we should go ahead and get these phone calls out of the way right now. Just in case.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying that, you know, I'm sure a lot of our listeners don't want to, like, hear us rambling.
Oh, I'm sure they stopped listening a long time ago. So, yeah, I'll tell you what, if you're still listening and you hear me speaking right now, the first person to send me an instant message on AIM, my screen name, I know this is going to be kind of funny because it's not a live show or anything, so you'll have to wait till it comes out. But my screen name is I'm Queen Latifah, just I'm Queen Latifah with an H at the end. So the first person to send me an instant message, once I get these Belcore Radio shirts printed up, I will mail you a Belcore Radio shirt. So that's the prize for the first person who's still listening to this, or for anyone who's still listening to this, to get a free shirt. Hopefully you luck out and you get your shirt. But is it bad that I have to bribe people to listen to our show now?
I'm not gonna comment on anything. Well, you know, about the live thing, I heard of some software that they're beta testing, so it's free for now. But it lets you stream live, you know, stream live over the internet.
And what is?
Well, it lets you stream live over the internet. I can't remember the name of it. I had to check it out, and I'll let you know. But it lets you stream live over the net, so we can actually have a live show instead of having, you know, a pre-recorded show, which might be interesting to try out sometime.
Well, definitely find out the name of it and get back to me after the show, I guess, and maybe we can set something up. So maybe next week, or in 2 weeks when we release the next show, you guys will get to hear us live and hear how bad we actually fucked the show up before I edit it. So,
yeah,
because you guys aren't going to hear a lot of what we say. A lot of things we're discussing are going to be edited out of this episode. In fact, I might edit out what I'm saying right now, and you'll never know.
Yeah, that's actually kind of funny to think about. I think we said, yeah, we talk about gay anal sex, but then we edited it out.
Wait, we talked about gay anal sex at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah, I just thought that is totally. I just think I just put myself through with that. Yeah, I'm really, really not gay. Like, seriously, the people, the listeners probably don't even believe me now.
No, oh, it's okay. I'm having a hard time believing it too. But I guess.
Oh, thanks.
Let's go ahead and do these goddamn phone calls. Because I want to get these things out of the way, because I'm really interested in doing some real freaking here. Let me find that other one I was talking to you about earlier.
Alright.
Okay. Let's see. First one I want to do, I actually found this number, similar to how I found the Atlanta telephone history site. I was doing a search for pictures of phones, trying to work on the Belcore Radio shirt, and I came across this little clip art image that had a phone number at the bottom. So I thought, you know, that might be interesting to call on the show, because I don't know what the hell it is. It sounds really hardcore. I know I've had a lot of people complaining that our show isn't hardcore enough, so we're going to call.
Really?
Oh, yes. So we're going to call 1-888-293-EDGE. So yeah, 293-3343. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. 293-EDGE. If that's not hardcore, I don't know what is. Alright. I'm going to go ahead and switch over and dial this. So hang on just a second, Black Mesa. You there?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you for calling the Walmart voluntary recall hotline for certain General Electric brand slow cooker. For your convenience, you can also register for the voluntary recall at www.walmart.com or www.gehousewares.com. Otherwise, please press 1 on your touchtone phone now. Walmart is voluntarily recalling certain GE brand slow cooker bases because the body handles can break. The affected models have bases that have olive or honeysuckle print designs on a white background. Only certain model numbers and series are affected. You can find the model number and series code on a label on the bottom of the slow cooker base. During this phone call, you should have the model number and series code handy to confirm that your slow cooker base is being recalled. If you don't have that information, hang up now, get the model number and series code from the bottom of your slow cooker, and call back. If your slow cooker series code begins with the letter A, press 1. If your series code begins with B, press 2. Next, please enter the 6-digit model number followed by the pound sign. Enter only the numbers, not any letters. You have entered model number. If this is correct, press 1. To re-enter the model information, press 2. Your slow cooker is not part of this voluntary recall. Please continue to use and enjoy your appliance. If you have any additional questions and would like to be contacted by a customer service representative, after the tone, please tell us your name and the daytime phone number where you can be called. After you have left your information, simply hang up. Thank you for calling.
Yes, this is Ponyboy Curtis, and you can call me back at 206-600-1956. It'll probably go straight to my voicemail box, but please feel free to leave a message. I have a nice day. I must say I really enjoy the honeysuckle slow cooker much better than the olive slow cooker. Okay, that phone call got nowhere. But hopefully we'll get an interesting message to play for you guys on the next episode.
That's kind of funny.
Just to let you guys know, that's the old Belcore Radio voicemail box. It's still up if you guys want to give it a call. I check it every once in a while just so it doesn't, you know, go away. Oh, hang on. Someone's asking me for a shout-out. Okay, I got another number here, and this is kind of fitting with our little theme that I just started with the last number of calling numbers that are also words. And it's 877-GUMBALL, so 877-486-2255. Hang on just a second, Black Mesa.
Outstanding requests have been deactivated. M10.
Oh, man. You still there? Hello? Oh, god damn it. I think I lost him. Hang on. Mesa? 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 Okay, you there? had someone send me an instant message requesting a shout-out, so I wanted to let everyone know that Red Rabbit is a big newbie, and he loves tossed salads. Okay.
Let's... Oh, God. Of course it would be him, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes. Red Rabbit, stop bothering me. Okay. I hope after hearing that, he stops bothering me. Okay. Got one more number here. I want to give shouts to Caustic for this one, because he's the one who put it up on the site I got it from. It is apparently... I'll tell you after we call it what it was. The number is 877-228-7393. Hang on just one more second again, Black Mesa. Have just been freaked. I would like the ANAC, please. ANAC, por favor. 206-600-1956. Adios. Okay. Hopefully we'll get a call back from those people, too. That was... that number actually forwards to a switch in Mexico. So, yeah, that weird buzzing, humming noise was the actual sound of the phone ringing down there, I suppose. I haven't really called them. That's the first time I've ever called a Mexican phone number before. So, I hope you guys all enjoyed it. It was quite fun for me to do. Let's see. Is there anything else we wanted to cover in this show? I think that, I think that might be all we had.
I think we covered about everything we said we're going to cover today.
Oh, well then, I guess I'm going to, in the show now. We could... I figure a better way for us to end the show than how we did last week would be to just stop talking and I'll put some music in here and then that'll be the end of the show. So... Wait. Before we end it, I gotta give away the rest of this phone card. It's a Sprint phone card. It's one of the Folgers ones. So, the dial-in number is 1-800-813-6320, and the PIN would be 706-920-7119. Alright, that's the end of the show, so this has been episode 2 of Belcore Radio. Until next time, keep hacking, keep freaking, keep having fun. We're gonna end the show with Pop Goes the World, another track by Barcelona. Peace.
Johnny played guitar, Jenny played bass. is